next Friday, the 25th of November, is the deadline for nominations. And we've had a significant number of nominations in at this stage for sporting, from sporting organisations, for teams and individuals that have excelled. In 2016, though, we still would identify that there's still others out there that certainly would be worthy of being nominated. So we're just asking sporting bodies across the county now, Miles, in the next few days to get those nominations in to the Donegal Sports Star. You can go to the website there, www.donegalsportsstarawards.ie, and you'll find the nomination details there in terms of making getting those names in now before next Friday.
Yeah, you keep a log, Declan, of performances during the year, and I suppose you would have a good idea. There's not much slips out of the net at this stage now with the media outlets that are available. But you still obviously know good performances that maybe people haven't put in their application yet.
Yes, we would. Yes, Miles, and I suppose it's always the case that some sporting organisations would, maybe leave it to the last few days. So, but we would identify, like through my own sports reviews, monthly reviews over the year, Miles, we would identify that there's still a number of significant sporting achievements through from teams and individuals through the year that we would still like to see, and we would expect to see coming in before next Friday.
And in relation to performances over the year, are they getting better and better? Are there more of them, and indeed at a higher quality?
Well, indeed. I mean, over the last few years, Miles, we would see a significant the range of sporting successes, the range of sports that are excelling and achieving locally, provincially, nationally, internationally, that is growing. And that is demonstrated by the fact that last year at our Sports Star Awards function, that was our 40th, we had 43 categories, Miles. So that's a kind of an indication. Back in 1976, when the Donegal Sports Stars started, I think it was around 18 categories there was. So that's an indication of how things have sort of evolved over 40 years.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose the big problem for the committee, your committee, is deciding, you know, you're comparing apples and oranges to some degree, and it's difficult to decide maybe for the overall award in particular, which is the most deserving.
Yes, I mean, in terms of the top achievers, I mean, it's a thin line a lot of the time between the respective candidates that will be on the shortlist. But again, at the end of the day, you just try and identify just that, where that little edge is, that little bit extra in terms of, say, somebody that maybe has excelled at a world level compared to a European level. Just go through that criteria. And at the end of the day, I think we... while it can be very close at times, I think we always usually come out with the right name at the end of the day.
Yeah, I haven't heard maybe any criticism of the overall winner, because you know there's reason to justify the winner at all times.
Absolutely. I mean, we would go through a fairly strict criteria in terms of the achievements of anybody that's identified. In terms of, we usually end up with maybe a short list of maybe a half a dozen for the overall award, and then you just go through it with a fine tooth comb, Miles, and usually there is something there that gives that one person or that one team or whatever that extra that gives them the overall award.
Mm-hmm. So what information do you want in from clubs or individuals now that are being nominated?
Well, it's just a short resume of the achievement, just the highlights of the team or the individual achievements during the year, just with any relevant DVD or pictorial footage that the organisation might have on that individual or team, and just get that in then to us, get the nominations in to the Donegal Sports Star Awards website, or you can also, if you want to post it, you can send it to Paul McDade at the post office there in Remelton. But there's a couple of options there on the website. You can nominate online there from the nominations page, and you can email it to info@donegalsportsstarawards.ie, or by completing a simple nomination form which can be downloaded and posted to Paul McDade at the post office there in Remelton. So it's just a short resume of the achievements of the particular team or individual, Miles, and then if we require further information, the committee will seek that from the particular sporting organisation.